Isn't common sense supposed to be common? The struggle is real, my friends. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Well, the Democrats' way of running this country is to go tell us all how we ought to make sacrifices. But they're all going to have us over the hill to the poorhouse. We ain't going to be able to drive over there because we ain't got no gas. So we're going to have to walk.
The Reader's Digest says walking is very good for you.
Oh, ain't that lovely? The Reader's Digest can always put a little joy into poverty.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Happy to join you on a Tuesday. I have Uncle Milty with me by my side. Hi there.
Is today Tuesday?
Isn't it? I was so messed up from last week. Do you know I know so many people that were so messed up from last week? It was a short week. It was a weird, yep. I don't know, it was just a strange week. That's all I have to say. Trying to get back on kilter this week. Welcome back to the show. And of course, we'll cover so many hot topics today. Because there's just too much juicy stuff to cover. What can I say? The list is long, my friends. The list is long. You can go to katedalyradio.com for podcasts of the show. And I sure hope you do. And I hope you share them far and wide, too, with friends and family in your circle. And even those in not your circle, those that may be on comment sections of different boards or blogs or posts, put the show out there. And I would greatly appreciate it. You can also give to the show, too, to keep us on the air. And you can go to the front page of katedalyradio.com. And I always so appreciate so many of you that are helping. We definitely need more to help. And you can go to the Patreon link on katedalyradio.com. You can also, there's a PayPal link, too. And so I really appreciate you. So I want to talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby.
My wife's going to make me quit doing this show, Kate, if you keep this up.
Well, you know me. Just can't wait to talk about sex. Oh, man. Okay. So here's the deal. I was looking at some articles about Elton John's new movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Queen's movie, the movie about Queen that won the Academy, I still can't believe it won the Academy Award because I thought it was a movie about Queen, but I didn't think it deserved accolades like that. But anyway, so they have this new Elton John movie. And, you know, in the beginning of our intro clip coming in, talked about sacrifice, you know. They're calling it a sacrifice to keep the gay explicit sex scenes in there because they don't want to water it down because they want to sleep at night. Knowing that they did the movie, it's due justice by showing you the incredibly intimate, explicit gay sex scenes. And I've been thinking about that because I know a lot of people are going to go watch this movie. And I think that we... as a society, to turn that into a sacrifice has been kind of an interesting turn, don't you think? Russia is going to ban.
Yeah,
they're going to ban because they don't think it's appropriate for citizens to be watching what used to be considered probably an X-rated movie now with an R-rated fitting. And they think that you have to see the explicit sex scenes between Elton John and his partners demonstrated on film with the actors to know why he came up with the music he came up with, I guess.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I didn't realize that was such a huge part of his music.
You know, this movie is sex in the mm-hmm. sex aspect of this movie is far worse than the movies that caused the rating system of movies to begin with.
Right.
Far worse.
The Hays Codes and looking back when those were kind of taken apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was our society like when we had a certain kind of guidelines? And you know me, I'm not okay with big government or people getting involved in this. And I don't like even the government being involved to a certain tune on this. Yet at the same time, what kind of, I mean, you can choose to see the movie you want to see and you can pay for it, certainly. But I think that we were all still under this insinuation that there are some parameters.
Yes.
Some, even some left. And so this kind of annihilates even those parameters. And now it's as if we've said, well, we're going to an R-rated movie, even though we kind of know it's an X rating. That there's something kind of strange about that.
Well, here's the, you know, we talked a little bit about this yesterday.
Right.
If this was a heterosexual movie with a lot of sex scenes in it, people would say there's just too much sex in this movie that's not necessary. But in this movie, if you say there's too much sex in this movie, it's not necessary, it's you're just a homophobe.
Yeah, you're a homophobe, or you want us to detract from what's art. And what is art is this contributed greatly to the making of Elton John's music. So therefore, why would you not want to see the whole story not watered down? Like, they're actually calling it a sacrifice to make sure you see these scenes. So a lot of people are saying no to the movie.
So, you, I mean, I don't need to know. And I loved his music.
Yeah.
I mean, I still do.
Yeah.
And Yellow Brick Road was one of my favorite albums. I used to play it all the time. But when you have to see him engaging in homosexual sex acts to understand how he wrote Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, I'm not sure I need that much information to get it.
And I'm not sure it had anything to do with his music. Isn't that
probably
the bottom
not.
Line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably not.
They wanted a reason or excuse to
promote it.
To promote it by saying, look at us. We're going to make sure that you see this because we're not going to, we have, isn't it like the biggest oxymoron? We have integrity. So of course we are going to make sure this is splashed about in the headlines so that you can see we have integrity by making sure the explicit gay scenes are in the movie. And so people trotting off to an R rating, they think they know what they're going to get, not with this film. This film's going to venture into a whole new era of this is acceptable and it's okay. And I have such a hard time with this. I really do. And I won't see the movie because of it, because I don't want to see this in my face. I really don't. And anyway, hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
What about the poor suckers that go to the movie theater and scan the marquee and, oh, hey, there's an Elton John. He's famous.
Yeah.
You know, it's just more desensitization.
Yes.
Desensitization.
I agree.
They've been doing for decades now.
I agree.
Now that I'm watching some old comedies on TV from the 90s, which is the last decade when they had some hilarious comedies, I'm seeing the inserted homosexual agenda. You know, I was younger then when I first saw them, but now I see they're just pushing it and pushing it because Hollywood is just rife with homosexuals.
Yeah.
I mean, it always has been, I understand.
So it's pushing
their
story.
They want it out there now, probably for the global agenda to get us to quit breeding, to get our young kids so confused that they don't know how to breed or, you know, the family unit. It's disgusting. This is a big deal because he is such a iconic figure.
I know.
That's what a crock to say that you need to see the scenes to understand the music.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The music's 50 years old.
Right.
Yeah, 50 years old now.
Well, let's put it this way.
Right. 50 years old, we understood the music without having to know anything about him until he came out in the 80s or whatever.
Yeah.
I agree. If they had one of your favorite,
but they're winning the battle doing this, you know.
I agree. Thank you.
It's disheartening, deflating, the whole thing, you know.
Thank you. Here's the deal. If I had there was an artist that you liked and you liked him for decades. Let's say it came out that he was a pedophile. Would you have to include that into the movie, into explicit details of that to understand who he was as an entertainer?
No.
You wouldn't, right?
Of course not.
Okay, and so why this? That's what always surprises me with this is it's used. And yesterday with Dr. Pesta, I was talking about a book that talks about this is what we have to do as a community to victimize homosexuals across the country to get the right to stand up and in defense of them, we know this will trigger a defense response. So we're going to victimize and we're going to make it seem like they've been oppressed so that the right, so that those conservatives out there will jump to the defense because somebody's being victimized, and they will actually stand up and make sure and protect. Well, this protection goes into even what we're seeing on screen, and that is the most explicit same-sex intimate sex scenes you've ever seen on in film. And that's what this film is going to do. So we have actually, over the course of the last couple of decades, provided the podium in which to broadcast this because we have been very protective. Oh, yeah, they're all a victim. We don't know why they're all a victim suddenly, because it is just a sexual choice. But for some reason, they're a victim. And for some reason, they've been oppressed. And so why don't we show every single part of it in your face, on screen with an icon of music, so that we can actually get you to rally around it, a story being told that couldn't have been told. There was a reason it couldn't have been told years ago. But isn't that sort of the dynamic of the group that has structured and organized and paid for the politics of the LGBT community? Because if you're gay, this isn't about being gay. This is about the politicized agenda of being gay. You've been used, and it's been told to everybody that you're only a victim, that you're just a victim. And somewhere along the line, I would say the majority of homosexuals in this country have enjoyed being the victim, because there's a lot that goes along with that. Mm-hmm. You got Pride Month. You got sections at store with Pride clothes. You've got movies that are coming out as heroic to demonstrate the sex scenes so that it's that everyone can see and watch this because they wanted to see a movie about Elton John. It's quite crazy when you think about the politics in nature that have gone on for the last 25, 30 years.
Even the current politics. Richard Madden, mm-hmm. a Game of Thrones star, yeah. who also played John Reed, Elton John's lover and manager, said he thought the shooting of the film was wonderful, except for the sex scenes.
Interesting.
He didn't like that. He said he didn't like it. Him and the guy who Egerton, who played mm-hmm. Elton John, didn't get along. He said some very nasty things about it. He said Egerton was jealous, bitter. He didn't like the fact that I had better hair than him. More people followed me on Instagram. He was just a jealous, petty man. Ooh. And I had to do sex scenes with him.
Oh, guy, yeah.
So there's a whole backstory to this that really takes it far away from what they're saying, how it's an important part of the movie. It wasn't an important part of the movie.
No, but that's how it's being portrayed. And of course they're coming out and they're turning it inside out by saying what a sacrifice we've done to show you the not watered down version of the sex scene. Now, had they done that 40 years ago, it would have gotten an X rating. It wouldn't have even been allowed to have been shown at the movie theater because of the explicit scenes. And now they've got a whole community that's clamoring around it saying, well, gosh, they've done a brave thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh, how brave. This isn't brave. This has been disguised as brave. Be right back, because is there a sex recession? And also, what has Mexico done about sex work? Let's talk about that, too. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
And me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
All right.
Let's talk about sex.
There you go.
Let's talk about sex.
This hour, I know, right? Well, welcome back to The Kate Daly Show. And yeah, we're taking on this subject, not something we always take on. But there's a couple of different elements going on right now in the news about this. And so I brought up the Elton John movie, because the Elton John movie, by the way, you can get the podcast at katedalyradio.com. The Elton John movie is going the distance by putting in these explicit homosexual sex scenes. And truly going far above and beyond what other movies have even reached as far as being a pinnacle for this. And it's really, I think, sad to say for us, the moviegoers in this country, going and not expecting to see what we're about to see on a movie like that, because it's covering Elton John's music, which covers, I mean, the span of the decades that music covers. Mm-hmm. He has a lot of fans. And so you were making the comment off air, and I really do want you to repeat that, because I think this is probably the most interesting element of the sex scenes of this movie.
Well, they talk about brave? How brave it was. Mm-hmm,
to put in the sex
scenes. You know, what would really be brave would be to cut the sex scenes from the movie and make it a movie about the man and his music. Not right. The homosexual and his music.
Right, because now you're basically saying the whole movie is about him being gay.
Yes.
Yet what we're told that the left progressives want is to segue from that so everyone's equal? How does it do that? If you're consistently sending the message that I am my sexual preference and nothing else, I would much rather see a movie about his music, why he wrote the songs he did, how he got to that point. Because that's what was interesting in the Queen, mm-hmm. in the Queen biopic, was how they actually came up with Bohemian Rhapsody. One of the most interesting parts of the film to me. It wasn't his sex life. That was the least interesting part of the film to me, because I wasn't dating him. I don't care if he is gay or not. What I care about was him as an artist, right? So this is the same thing. We care about the artist we see because that's what's appealed to everybody. Mm-hmm. If you're a homosexual, then what's appealed to you is the fact maybe he's homosexual. But for a straight person, what has appealed to us is his music. You're right. It would be brave if they left it out.
Yes.
And said, isn't it interesting that that is not what I am solely about, but I am really about my music.
Yeah.
And that's what was successful about me, because being a homosexual is not what made him successful. Being a musician made him successful.
And being a homosexual is not what made his music good.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with it, actually. Except for maybe, I don't know. I mean, I don't know him, but I can't imagine it played that big of a part.
Not in all the, I mean, he was prolific in his music.
Right.
So, and maybe some of it, yeah, but for the most of it, no.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you are live. All right. You are live on the national show. All right. All right. Call back 888-673-1450. You can call in live right now. 888-673-1450. Maybe you disagree with us.
Maybe
you think those scenes should be in there and they spell a big, huge part of what he's about, Elton John. But, you know, it was there's a lot of there's just a lot to this, I think, that isn't talked about because people are afraid to, mm-hmm. because of the message of everyone's a victim that's homosexual. So you have to broadcast everything about them and their sex life to make them not a victim. I'm not quite sure what the message is anymore. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
You know, Milty and I have a mutual friend mm-hmm. who's an old contractor, and his daughter's fiance, his dream was to go into acting and be an actor.
Right.
So he was able, after he got out of the military, to get enrolled in a good, one of the better, mm-hmm. acting schools in Hollywood.
Okay.
And during his first semester, they had an assignment where he had to do a love scene with another guy, neither one of them who were not straight men, you know.
Right.
And he couldn't bring himself to do it. He couldn't bring himself. He just said, I just can't do that. And the instructor, coach, said, well, can't do that. You might as well
give up
on this acting thing.
Yeah.
He said, well, couldn't I be an actor who doesn't do those kind of roles, you know? I mean,
sure.
I don't think John Wayne would ever make a role like that.
Right.
And the coach told him, once the word gets out, even that you won't do a role like that, mm-hmm. nobody will hire you. You're
done. Really?
So, you know, your refusal to do a role like that in modern Hollywood generally will keep the producers and directors and people who run these movies from even considering you to do an audition.
So pack up and go home if you're not willing.
The bad thing about that is all these young actors who we kind of like, now you got to ask yourself, well, did they do it?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true. You're right. It's a great question. Thank you for that. I mean, you have to compromise your values completely in order to be in a certain field.
Mm-hmm.
That's really quite sad, isn't it?
It is very sad.
Gosh, I don't like the sound of that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate?
Yes.
I have a question, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
But didn't Elton John... I mean, didn't he get married to a female first?
You know, I don't recall. You might be right, because I know Queen was involved with two different women.
He was straight. So being brave, why didn't they put some heterosexual sex scenes in there? Why don't they talk about him that he started out as wanting a family?
Interesting. Interesting. Because I do know that Freddie Mercury was involved with two different women. One, he said, was the woman, love of his life, and that he was bisexual. I'm not quite sure about Elton. Interesting. But the point is made, and I think that the point is great, is if you're going to be, they call it being brave to include these very explicit sex scenes. I don't know why they have to be so explicit is the question, but why didn't they include the whole story? Right?
Well, and you have to remember that they're not just wanting to tell his life. This is an opportunity to put porn out there.
Yes.
It really is.
It
because
is.
Let's just call a spade a spade.
Right.
That this is not something that is recognized as anything but, it's not how you go about things, right? Biology even tells you that's just not what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we're just putting filth in the mix and churning it up. And the more you stir a turd, the more it stinks. So,
or you stir
it. You're just not getting anything that's really quality.
No, there's nothing quality about seeing an explicit sex scene like in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. Adam Lambert was actually the guy disguised as a trucker with a beard that walks into a restroom, looks back at Freddie Mercury, and Freddie Mercury walks in. They didn't have to show you the scene. It was already implied. It was already implied for the audience what was about to take place. But why have to go to the explicit sex scene? So we get an up close and personal account of it is beyond me. I don't understand why the necessity to do that to make it art or make it real. Thank you for the call. I just have such a problem with that. And she's right. It is porn. It is explicit. It has no place in our movie theater. Sorry.
To answer the caller's question, Elton John was married to a woman named Renata Buell, a German woman.
Ah, okay. For how long?
Not very long.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly, but it wasn't very long. In 1976, he came out as bisexual.
Yeah.
And then in 1988, openly gay.
But hold on, caller. But when was his first song? His first song was in the beginning or the late 60s or early 70s, wasn't it?
Late 60s.
Late 60s. Yeah. So did that have a lot to do with his music then? Was he able to create music still?
He created a lot of his music before he came out even as bisexual.
There you go. So that's my point, is that how much of that had to do with his music? Everyone going to that movie is going to be taken aback by having to see the scenes that they thought were important to include, Hollywood thought was important to include, yet had nothing to do with the artist, Elton John, right? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
Two quick things, please. Last hour, please don't charge me for doing something stupid at Zion's or K2 or something. If I want insurance for search and rescue, let's offer that.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't. A lot of people,
rescue industry.
Right? A lot of people listening didn't hear that hour, but we talked about search and rescue, and of course, having to pay for it. But go ahead, let's get to your point.
No, that's an industry. But now that you're talking about this, it's. I looked it up before I called, and it's 3.4. Let's call it 4% gays in America. Okay?
Yeah, it's very low.
And it is very low. And that's self-assessed and so forth. But the media and the Hollywood is more like 40, 50, maybe even 60% now. They're saying this is just totally normal. Mm-hmm. And what they're trying to do is normalize the entire behavior.
Right.
They're trying to push it on everybody, the kids, the transgender thing.
Right.
It's ridiculous. There's no need for the explicit things other than to desensitize people from this kind of basically wickedness.
I agree.
May I be so bold?
I agree. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Yeah. I mean, see, it really is this segue into the Hollywood bubble, because it's kind of like Robert De Niro. I didn't know one person that voted for Trump. Well, you live in a bubble of people that wouldn't, but the rest of the nation is quite large. So Robert De Niro, what a waste of a person Robert De Niro turned out to be. But anyway, and not because of the Trump issue, I just don't like him in general. Anyway, so his bubble tells him what the rest of the country's doing? No. Just like in this, you have 60% of Hollywood, maybe even 70%, either bisexual or gay, thinking that the whole country needs or wants to see this. And you have a whole country out there saying, I don't want to see this. This is too far. If I want to watch porn, I'll watch porn, but I don't want to go to a movie and have it disguised as an R-rated movie. Isn't that really the point?
Mm-hmm.
The other point is stop calling it brave, okay? People with their sexual preference, that is not a brave thing. It isn't brave. It isn't brave to come out. It isn't brave to do any of that. It's a sexual preference. Let's call it what it is. And it's also, and if you're gay, ask yourself why it had to be politicized and agendized and structured and organized and paid for. If you're gay listening to this show, you should feel used, is what you should feel. Because they would really like to make you look like the victim that isn't heard, the oppressed, the sad. And this is why they have to show a movie like this and why they get away with it. And the justification for it is because they're trying to make you look like you're always a victim. Are you really a victim because of a sexual preference? Did that make you a victim? I don't think so. I know I have friends that are gay, and I don't see them as victimized. I just see them as choosing a sexual preference, but that's what we've gotten to in this country. This is why they're going to get away with it. And Uncle Milty was right when he said this right out of the gate on today's show. If you don't like this movie, it's because you're a homophobe, not because you're trying to point this very thing out that we've been talking about for 40 minutes here. And the very thing that this isn't brave, it isn't right, it had nothing to do with Elton John's music, but it's a great escape route for Hollywood to insert this into the film and shove it in your face. And that's what I don't agree with. And somebody taking a soundbite out of this hour will make me look very hateful, right? I'm against the Elton John biopic. They could have done it with even the insinuation of being gay. And a lot of people would have rolled their eyes, but they would have put up with it like they did Bohemian Rhapsody. And that was enough right there for people. But to go this far, this is just screaming in your face that we get to do what we want to do and you're going to have to put up with it and you can't say boo about it.
You know, Elton John collaborated with Bernie Taupin on most of his music. Bernie Taupin was the lyricist.
Right.
Bernie Taupin was not gay.
Right.
So
the lyricist was
the lyricist wasn't gay. How much homosexuality played in the music then?
It's a great question.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. I couldn't if I tried. Oh, honey, if I get restless, baby, you're not that kind.
Don't go breaking my heart. You take the weight off of me. Wow, whenever I hear that song, I just always think how gay Elton John is, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's singing it with a woman, and it's Don't Go Breaking My Heart. See, it had nothing to do. 1972, Elton John, that was even before he came out as even bisexual. That's why we were kind of saying, why does the film about his whole entire music career need to be all about the explicit gay scenes? It just makes no sense. We do have a caller, 888-673-1450. We'll take the caller first. Hi, caller. Go ahead.
Okay, Kate, it's been a while since I've talked to you. This is
the wheel man.
But I got to clarify that. Don't go breaking my heart. I don't see it as a boy and a girl. Those are a couple of girls just singing together.
Okay.
You know, I mean, look at the way he dresses.
Okay.
You know, and what's with that song Rocket Man? What does that mean? Is that a hidden innuendo
I have no idea.
If you notice, all these guys that have tried to win the big Academy Award,
yes,
like the guy who played Joker that ended up dying from the drug dealer, drug overdose.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
He did Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, that's true.
He even came out and said, I wish I wouldn't have done that movie, but they said the only way to win the Academy Award is to do a gay thing like that.
Yes.
And take a look at what did Matthew McConaughey win it for?
Yeah,
well,
you're right. Yeah,
Dallas Buyers Club. Yep. I mean, you go down the list. Unless you're willing to
play
a little stickball or a little sword fighting on film, you got to forget about it. But if you ever want to see a really gross show, but I mean, it would be great if there wasn't all the homosexual sex. Is 6 Feet Under. It's on AMC.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
About the funeral home, the guy that plays Dexter the murderer, he's a funeral director, but it is nothing but interracial homosexuals, and you're like going, come on, dude. I was just getting into the storyline. Now we got to go scrub my brain out with a little Clorox and gargle some bleach.
Thanks. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
That was a whole lot.
John the Wheelman.
Where has he been? Yeah, thank you for coming out of hiding. Well, and you know what, though? This is what some of the black actors, speaking about what that caller was just actually talking about, black actors who are forced to wear dress on screen, who are forced to have to play the part of a woman, you do not get to round the board and collect $200 if you do not portray a woman. And that the comedians came out. Remember, Dave Chappelle came out and talked about that. He was pointing it out. I think it was like on the Oprah show like a decade ago. Yeah, he was saying you don't in Hollywood, you cannot rise to the ranks unless you're willing to do it. Think back on all the black actors, the black comedians that had to do that. And think about all the films they were in.
The Saturday Night Live one, the black guy.
The Eddie Murphy or the...
No, before him.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, what was his name?
I don't know. But I'll tell you, it's go back and look, and each one of them have done a scene where they did not say no to that. Even Martin Lawrence, I mean, all these actors that had to, that were pushed to do it and didn't want to do it. Same with what the actor's talking about, Brokeback Mountain. That was uncomfortable for everybody to watch. I mean, I don't even know who actually enjoyed that movie. I don't know. Anyway, I don't even want to ask. I don't even want to put that out there. But that's an uncomfortable movie. And the same thing, these actors that are pushed to that and sign on for it, I mean, how much of Hollywood basically is that pressure? I think that caller was right. You cannot pass go if you don't even do that in today's day, in 2019.
Flip Wilson as Geraldine. He was one of the first black...
That's kind of interesting. Why is that?
That had to do that. He was made to do that.
Very interesting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi. Go right ahead.
I think we all need to remember that we don't have to go and see these things. Like, all these movies that people are naming off, how bad they were. My husband likes to look at these things just so he can say, I swear that he sees them. But honestly, you just know from the title, from the trailers, that's something that I just need to avoid.
Yes.
Yep.
That's something that I'm not going to support that. I'm not going to give Hollywood money for that. I am not going to tune in, and I'm not going to allow myself to go down that road.
I agree. I do. I absolutely agree with you. We don't have to watch it. We don't have to pay for it. Thank you for that. Yes, she's dead on.
Yes, she is. But the sad thing is I really was looking forward to seeing a movie about his music.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's not what it's about.
No, it isn't. And it's quite sad that it isn't. And that's why I wanted to show the difference kind of between Bohemian Rhapsody that went far enough for me to make me a little uncomfortable, but it was a little bit more insinuated. This film goes all the way. And this is, it got an R rating. Bohemian Rhapsody was not R rated. And this is squarely about him being gay. This was a I'm gay film. It was Elton John, the gay man, is really what it should have been called. And they really, if they're going to be honest, should have centered around that if they wanted to tell that side of him. But don't put it out there as a biopic about his music when all they're wanting to do is push this part of him. And they're saying the integrity of the film, if you can only imagine, the integrity of the film rests on making sure that you see up close and personal shots of gay sex. And then you'll truly know Elton John. I don't want to truly know or intimately know Elton John, but thank you very much. I just want to listen to his music. So that's where the problem arises. And I think after talking about this with Pesta yesterday, there is a concerted effort, an effort to politicize this and have this agenda. Hollywood in their created little bubble thinks that the whole world is gay. No, just most of Hollywood is. The rest of the country is not.
We have such a
small percentage. If you ask kids today, they'll tell you it's 50%. I'm not kidding. Because that's how much it's represented by Hollywood that owns the airwaves. That's how much they're representing it in film and TV and media. So the kids are growing up thinking that this is absolutely 100%, 50% out there are gay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you know, it's time to boycott Disney, too.
Yes.
They push this stuff, the abortion.
Yeah, I agree.
They pretend to be family-oriented, and they're totally against family.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And yesterday you were talking about the transgender woman in the bathroom.
Yes, yes.
And supposedly a male came in. Well, how did he, she know it was a male?
Mm.
And what difference does it make if it was?
Right. The transgender shouldn't have been offended because they're male,
yeah,
too.
But, you can be anything.
Right.
Exactly.
But, you know, it depends which way the wind blows.
Yeah, it's true. Well, thank you for that. Yeah, it's
Well,
true.
That was the irony of that story, is here's a transgender woman complaining that a man walked into the ladies' room.
When they're a man. I mean, it really is. The irony is insane. Kind of like the irony was sex work. Sex work. Think about that term.
Sex
is supposed to be enjoyable. Sex work? Yeah, sex work now is the old term for prostitution.
I guess I'm old. I seem to remember that sex work, was prostitution.
Right, right. So now Mexico wants to decriminalize sex work. They don't go as far as to say prostitution. They want to decriminalize sex work so that they can help with the human trafficking.
Yeah,
right?
That decriminalizing prostitution will help end sex trafficking. How does that manage to... What?
I don't know, because most prostitutes are there by their own volition.
Of course.
Sex trafficking, you're not. I'm not quite sure how the two correlate.
No.
But anyway, I guess they're hoping that they can, I don't know, maybe have all those customers that would normally be involved with trafficking. It doesn't even make sense.
Well,
anyway,
now they're not afraid to go to a prostitute now. Because been decriminalized. No, I don't think that works.
You know, there's a huge discussion about that in America, though, whether or not it should be decriminalized. I like less government. And so if you can sell an eyeball, right? If you can sell a kidney, if you could sell sex to someone, should that be between two consenting adults? Should it even be a thing? And so here I'm talking about gay sex in a movie and then talking about this, right? And you might think, well, my gosh, Kate, I would think you would be the first to say we should criminalize it. Actually, I like less government. I really, truly do. And I don't know if government should be as involved in that as they are.
Well, how many times do we have to prove that you cannot legislate morality?
No. No.
You have to teach morality, not legislate it.
And when it came to the Elton John movie, there's a bait and switch going on, and that there is a politicized agenda going on through Hollywood into the media. That's really what I was more concerned about with the Elton John movie. People think they're going for one thing, and they're going to get a whole nother shot of porn in their face going to that movie. And that's what I don't like, is it's disguised as something it's not, because Hollywood's politicized agenda seeps into a film like that, and then they use it, and they use the R rating, so you think you know what you're going to see? No. You don't even have a clue as to what you're going to see in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have an issue with. When it comes to less government, I do think that we need to pull back on government on a lot of things, and they should be your choice to do. Just like the choice to go to that movie or not. This should be a choice. But I don't like the bait and switch either. I really don't.
No. Well, I'll tell you. There was another article that I read.
Mm-hmm.
And the big issue in that article is that in 2018, 60% of high school students have never had sex, up from 46% in 1991.
But it's not because of morality.
No.
That's it. It's not because of morality. This is what's kind of the future of sex, or what is going to become kind of sad about sex.
They're having sex with themselves and pornography.
Yes. I love that you just cleaned that up for the air. Thank you. Thank you.
Wasn't that good of me?
No, really.
But that's the truth.
Really,
I mean, they're having sex with themselves using pornography.
Yes. So they're not having sex. Now, some people can say that's okay. What I look at is the reason, and the reason is very sad, because as they do that, it actually takes away their ability to love.
They get lonely.
Yeah, they get lonely. It actually in the brain. And this is biological. I mean, this is going into your brain. Actually trains your brain to not love, to become numb to love. And that's what's sad, is that future husbands and fathers, it would be great husbands and fathers, are going to have an inability to love, because this isn't based on morality. This isn't like a nation going, coming to grips and understanding God a little bit more, and understanding maybe what it means to procreate or get married or in the bounds of marriage. I wish. Don't you?
Yes.
I really wish that's what it was about. What this is about is creating a whole section of people in this nation, a whole category of people that don't know how to love. We're getting into some crazy territory with this. They call it the sex recession, but they're not really saying, a lot of people aren't saying why. That is the catalyst. That's huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not, this isn't good either. So I wish it was because of morality.
Well, and it's also causing a huge drop in the fertility rate.
That
along with abortion, of course.
Yeah, of course. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate, Uncle Milky.
Hi there.
Hi.
Excuse me for being brash, but I think...
But you're going to be air appropriate,
totally
right? Are you going to be
air appropriate?
Be air appropriate, though.
Absolutely, air appropriate.
Okay, you only have about a minute.
Never anything but.
Go ahead.
Okay, Hollywood. Uh-huh. Hollywood is not 50% to 60% homosexual. They're 50% to 60% or more pedophilic. And I remember listening to your show, I guess about coming up on a year ago, where you had a gentleman who talked about
John Robertson.
The pedophilia.
John
Robertson. Yep, John Robertson.
And that's what they're all about, and it's actually nothing more than a sacrament to Satan, all the stuff that they do in Hollywood. So,
thank you.
So I'm just being honest, and that's what I had to say.
Thank you. Good. Really appreciate that. No, it's a great thought. I was just actually talking to him the other day. Literally, I was talking to him on Friday. We have a huge problem with that in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
It is big, big, big. And so what is the segue to that? Think about that. What's the segue to finally that becoming normalized?
Well,
I'm pretty sure you get the drift, right?
Yeah. And the other thing is that in actuality, pedophilia isn't heterosexual or homosexual. Because children
it's criminal.
Are non-sexual.
Yes, yes, you're exactly right. And so it's criminal is what it is. It's a criminal act. And they want to normalize that because it's normal in Hollywood. And you're right. You're exactly right, caller. He did specify that. He worked on shows like 24. He was in Hollywood for 15 years. And he said people have no idea. He even said he has to keep some of that close to the vest, because the second he tells people what's really going on, they actually don't believe him. They think there's no way, because these people are so good at parading around as normal, and they are truly not normal. I should rebroadcast that show.
That was a good show.
It really was.
He talked. There were contracts with Satan.
Yeah, yeah. And if people don't believe that and they think that's really far out there, it's really not. And actually, they're getting a little bit more transparent about it, to tell you the truth. They're a little more proud of it these days. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Be right back.